Welcome back to In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Going to continue on here, and this segment we're going to talk about an upcoming event, the Genealogy and History Fair, and we've got a couple guests in here from the Riley County, is it the Geological Society, am I saying?
Genealogy.
Not geology, of course. Genealogy. My bad, I apologize for that. Genealogical Society. And we have Barry Michie, who is the president of the organization, Charlene Bronson, vice president in charge of programming. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having you.
I'll have you scoot up a little bit closer.
Sure. Okay.
Phone there. So the event is coming up next Saturday, August 24th. Tell me a little bit more about what's going on.
We have a lot of things going on at the fair this year. The fair is a collaboration between the Riley County Genealogical Society, the Manhattan Preservation Alliance, and Riley County Historical Society and Museum. So we're working together on that. We're going to have a lot of information tables from the area, different information tables about all those Preservation Alliance, museums, genealogy. We're going to have classroom sessions going on throughout the day. And this year we're going to have Cheryl Collins with the museum. We'll be doing author interviews. So Kansas authors, look at me a corner. So you get to listen to the authors, meet the authors. You can buy their books and have them sign. We have just a lot of activities going on throughout the day.
And I also want to say that it's free admission. This is the second time we're holding this. We had it 2 years ago, and we said, hey, it was successful there. We charged $5 2 years ago. Hey, it's free admission. But it's from 10 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
All right, this will be at Potter Falls Cecil Hark in Manhattan over there, Kimball and Reith.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got even some featured speakers, it looks like, as well.
Yes, Jim Schroe will be talking about his new book on the Chisholm Trail. Will be the first program that we have. And then we have a program about making your own family book. And then we have someone in preservation talking about how to research your house. And then we have a reenactment of our Governor Green from 1881. So those are the different programs that are going on. And we've got live entertainment. Ron Wilson, who I think everyone knows, cowboy poet, he'll be doing some poetry. And Roy Bird will be singing some Kansas songs and some cowboy songs. So that's going to be going on through the day also.
That's great. I know a lot of people like to research their family history, and a lot of people don't know quite where to get started, but you guys have a lot of information on that.
There's going to be a lot of information. We have several tables. They'll bring their laptops, so not only the Genealogy Society, but we have some other find-a-grave type of people there, so we'll be able to do some, you know, if you bring some information more about just the name, but the dates and the places and that kind of thing, and we can do some one-on-one help with people.
Yeah, particularly for beginners, so we can sort of give some headers of where to look, how to get online, the various sites to look at, where you can find information, and also original documents. So it can be a real help to somebody who's just starting off, plus intermediate to people who are really into it for a long time.
I have some family members out of state who love to do family history and genealogy and gone pretty far back. I don't know how far back is exactly, but for some folks, you can go back quite a ways.
Well, some people swear they can go back to Adam and Eve, but that's really quite a stretch.
Yeah. Well, and I think ours maybe went 200 to 300 years back. And that's probably more common. what do people learn? What's the feedback you get from folks who come out and participate in that?
In 2017 was the first time we did this, and we had a lot of positive feedback about that. We had information tables about different museums and historical places around the area that you can go to. So we had representatives from Marshall County and all that historical things going on over there. We had, what are some of the other museums that we had, Barry, last time?
Oh, gosh, the museums. Did we have something for Fort Riley?
Fort Riley Museum will be there. We've got Concordia. There's an orphan train museum there and also a POW camp museum that's just recently been started there.
Yeah,
so.
From Concordia.
Mm-hmm.
Also, organizations like Sons of the American Revolution and Daughters of the American Revolution, particularly if you have a Revolutionary War ancestor that you're interested in researching, people or representing those organizations can help out.
Okay. And you said, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and also we have the newest museum in Manhattan, which is the Midwest Dream Car Collection Museum. They're going to be there because they're into the restoring old cars, and it's just, I've been out there, and they have some beautiful cars that they're going to be there to talk about that type of history. So
yeah, I'll need to talk to them. I have an 86-year-old Dodge sitting in the garage that is on my bucket list to restore.
Yeah, well, and you know, that's another thing about, you know, when you research some of your ancestors, and this isn't always the information that's available, but finding out the vehicles they drove, I think that'd be kind of cool to find out.
Yeah, definitely. And also railroad. We have historic Marshall County has a railroad that's been preserved, so they're going to be there because a lot of people don't know about that. You can go and visit and actually take a ride on the train. So there's a lot of history, different history organizations that will be there, so it'll be really fun. We have Flint Hills Wisdom Keepers talking about Native Americans in the area, so doing that. And the Fort Riley Museums, Manhattan Public Library will be there. Military trail history. Doug Tippin has done a lot of markers on that, so he'll be there. And it's just going to be a fun day for everyone.
Also, we have a book corner, too. And somebody will be there for talking about Kansas-related historical books. And also, there's some free books to be given out as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to look forward to, I would think. Anything else coming up on that?
We have Vista Food Truck, and Vista has been historically for a museum, has been in Manhattan for a long time. So you don't have to pack your lunch. You can buy something from Vista Food Truck.
Great. And again, you mentioned live entertainment will be there. You got a lot of programs. This takes a lot of partnerships to put something like this together, I would imagine.
Yes, it's been fun to work together because so much with genealogy, it overlaps with history and then preservation. So we all work together. Really, really nice collaboration.
And Cheryl Collins, I think she'll be here Monday. She's always a delight.
Oh, yeah.
She's got so much information that the museum over there. We talk a lot. Once a month we have them on the program. We always find out new things about going on in Manhattan or Riley County. So, it's a lot of fun. Well, and again, this is open to anybody. You mentioned it's free. That's
right.
a good way to get people in. You mentioned it was $5 a couple years ago. How were you able to make it free then? Was it donations or?
Everyone's kind of kicking in a little bit of support. So we're sharing the expenses. So we have not a lot of expenses. So we're kind of just sharing everybody. Each of the organizations are just taking part of the budget.
The Historical Society can get part or full for free.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, and so how do people maybe get more involved with the Genealogical Society? How can they go about that?
Oh, they can join for one thing. it's a $30 a year membership fee, and that also gives you a free copy of our journal that comes out twice a year where people can submit articles. And if people have an itch to write up something, an interesting story about their family history, submit it for publication. We have also an ongoing thing every month. A number of things going on every month. Every third Friday, in fact, this Friday, at Blue Stem Bistro down in Aggieville, it is called the Round Table, which is open to the public. People can come in, they can talk about anything they want, and quite often there's sort of one topic that people want to talk about initially. In fact, a woman who just came back from the LDS Library in Salt Lake City is talking about what she found. Usually it's quite an open, freewheeling discussion, and a good time is had by all. And that is every third Friday from 10 to basically about 11:30. And I've been a regular for that and always have a good time. The other thing is our monthly presentations down at the Manhattan Public Library, and Charlene organizes that. And
we'll have our next Sunday program at Manhattan Public Library is going to be on Find a Grave, and that's going to be on September 29th, 2 to 3 at the Manhattan Public Library. And then following month, we'll have the the early black pioneers of Raleigh County, talking about the research that actually a couple of the ladies from the library has done some research and just published a book on that. So that'll be really interesting.
Yeah, the Exeters who basically came here in 1879. Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah. I might also say, what is Find a Grave? You mentioned that. Find a Grave is a website. And basically, if you know, you have to know where the bodies are buried in order to use it. But it's free. You can join. And if you know where ancestors or other family members are buried, you can put up a memorial for them. And then you can develop that memorial in terms of a bio sketch and then make links to parents and to siblings and children, that sort of thing. And it's something that I'm on practically every day, working on that and helping other people with it. But it's really a great site. And, of course, the two major online sites that people use, at least what I use, one is Ancestry.com. Now, that you can look at for free, but if you want to make really good use of it and put up your own tree on that, there is a yearly membership fee for that.
Or you can come into the library, yeah, and use it at the library for free.
And I think you can also use it at the Manhattan Public Library, yes, for free as well.
Right.
Yep. All right. Well, that's great. And, you know, do you guys ever do anything with, like personal, I don't know what they're called, like when you, personal living history, audio clips with folks, you know, before they pass away here? I don't know if there's any.
We haven't done that.
That's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I've heard of that. And people would do that with World War II veterans.
Right.
You know, they're
right,
not going to be around, mm-hmm, much longer. Mm-hmm. Just kind of collecting those and having a database for that. Maybe that'd be something in the future.
Yeah, something, an idea to work with. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, this genealogy and history fair, let's go over the times once again here next Saturday, looks like August 24th.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is going to be at Pardoff Hall, so it's inside at Seco Park. And the information tables, you know, we passed the deadline, but there's some organization out there that would like to reserve a table. We can always set another one up for them, so just check with the Genealogy Society for that.
Okay.
And we're at 205 Claflin Road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right by the Historic Museum.
Well, just close, up the road towards the campus and right next to Pawnee Mental Health.
Very good. All right, Barry Michie, Charlene Brownson, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you.
All right, that'll wrap up In Focus here for today. Thanks to all of our guests, and turn over to you, Dave.
All right. Good stuff this morning. Thank you, Brandon. Coming up next, our Blueville's Horticulture Hints. Derek is in the house. Followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show, Dan Patrick. The game this afternoon, Royals on the radio tonight, hosting the Mets.
News, weather, and sports all day, every day on YouTube.